And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. Your family or business benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And then remind you, if you ever have any more financial-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Today, to celebrate, so celebration of the day. I haven't been on the broadcast. I've been out doing some speaking and educational events lately. So I have not broadcast. So we're looking today, celebrating National Maple Syrup Day. Yes, indeed. Let's check and see what the markets are doing for us or to us today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's been all over the place. Now, it's being skewed a little bit right now. It's up 86 points, but the market is skewed because of what we're seeing from Boeing aircraft. Going to put a hold on the Boeing, the building of their MAX jet 700, the 737 MAX jet. Yeah, so they're gonna hold up on production of that, but they're not gonna start holding until January. So does that mean that it's okay till January? It's not okay till January? And give me an idea of that. Say, well, we're just gonna hold up starting in January. I don't quite understand what that means, but it is having an influence on the stock market, so we talk about it a little bit. We're also looking at the NASDAQ up 4 points, S&P 500 up 4 points. We're looking also now, here's the biggie, as we've been watching for you, and we've been telling you about this for quite some time, watching interest rates. So we are now looking at the U.S. 10-year Treasury at 1.877. Is that good or is that bad? Well, kind of depends on what you're looking at doing. If you are an investor, if you're a senior citizen, well, that's probably pretty good for you as it moves up. It's getting you a little bit more money right there. That'll get you your fixed income. That's who really benefits from these is our fixed income investors, our senior citizens. They're the ones that really live with that. But here's the issue. If you're looking at a mortgage, it's not good news. I did look at Germany, their 10-year bond down zero, or it's showing as a negative interest rate, negative 0.29. Japan is negative 0.11. So that's pretty much flat right there. Italy, Spain, you don't really want to put your money there. Anyway, UK is at a 0.765. What does that mean to you? Well, that means in your situation with those numbers, it's very easy for those countries, those companies in those countries that have surplus cash flow, they're able to move their money back into the U.S. It's moving into our 10-year bond. If they move their money into our 10-year, you know something, that basically is good news for us. It helps us out. Why? Because it's keeping the demand up, which means interest rates down. That's good for us. We're liking to see that. That helps our mortgage markets. And by the way, we did get some good reports this morning on the mortgage market when we were talking about new home sales, the new construction. I was at Chapman University's event last week, their forecast. They do the best forecast in the country. Now it's quantified that they are the best in the country. Yeah, I know Jim Doty's been telling us that for quite some time. But they came out with some great, great numbers, and they're talking about 2020 being a very, very strong market in the U.S. And we've actually got some slides for you, some photos that we've accumulated from various sources that are actually going to quantify a lot of companies around the country, or a lot of economists around the country, now saying that the recession of 2020 probably will not happen in 2020. That does sound like some good news. Yeah, we're going to get our applause band on that one. Good news on that. So we're not going to really see that. Chapman does not forecast a recession in 2020. I like to go by Chapman's forecast. They do some of the greatest work around, and not just because I was on the staff many, many years ago, but it is Chapman giving some great information, talking about where GDP is going, where GDP will be. So we watch all of these different numbers to share them with you on a regular basis. Why do we do that? Well, how do you make informed decisions if you're not informed? And that's what you're listening to Ron Steele Radio, is because we want to give you that information. We're telling you about, you know, look at what rents are doing. If you are a renter in this market, if you're contemplating renting, you can see right there on our screen right now, median asking rent since 1988. Not a good number for those of you who are renters. So we want to let you know exactly where those numbers are coming from, what the benefits are in those numbers. We're going to share that with you on a regular basis. We're also sharing with you all the time as to what are the mortgage numbers looking at. And I'll have some more detail on that later in the week. But here's the idea. The mortgage market is very, very strong right now. There's ample money. If you're looking for any sort of money, if you're looking to refinance, and you should be, there's money out there for that refinance purpose. Now, why would I recommend at this time, when I tell you that interest rates are going to continue to drop, why would I say that you should be refinancing? It's the what if question. What if interest rates do not drop? That's where the big issue comes in. If they don't drop as we suggest they will, then what are you going to do? Right? That's the question mark. If they don't drop, then you're going to have to look at it and say, okay, I wish I had. But if interest rates do drop, if you know the right lender, if they've got the right mortgage loan strategy for you, not just being a mortgage salesperson, because anybody can sell a mortgage. You don't even need to know what you're doing to sell a mortgage. But to set a mortgage loan strategy, that's a completely different issue. You need to know where the markets are going, what are they doing, and how do you hedge that for the consumer? That's why we like to sit down and chat with you and say, you know something, what are your short and long-term goals? Oh, Ron, I want a 30-year fixed rate loan. Well, do you want anything that might be a little cheaper for you than that? Do you want something that might be better for you than that? No, Ron, I just want a 30-year fixed rate loan. Okay, well, let's get a 30-year fixed rate loan for you, and we'll do the wrong thing and get you the wrong product because you think that that's the right solution for you. Now, I'm going to suggest to you, there's a lot of different loan products out there on the market. Why do you want the wrong one? Why don't you want the one that might make sense for you? I just had this one recently, and I've been sharing this in some of the seminars that I've been teaching lately, but I had somebody came to me and they said, Ron, I'm looking to get a condo for my daughter. She's going away to college. I said, great. What are we looking to do? Let's see. I need a 30-year fixed rate loan for my daughter who's going to college. So my question there becomes, is your daughter going to really be in college for 30 years? Is that what you're trying to tell me here? No, she's not going to be in college for 30 years, but after the loan that I need. Well, why do you want a 30-year fixed rate loan if your daughter's not going to be in college for 30 years? Does that make any sense to anybody? Well, that's probably because it's the only product that the individual knows about. Well, when we want to look and say, okay, well, let's look at the strategy. maybe your daughter's going to be in college 5 years, 7 years. Do you want her to come home after she's away to college, or do you want her to stay there? Is she going to be on her own for that time period, or is she going to, are you going to be paying for her living expenses? All of those are questions that we're going to constantly be asking when we're looking at different loan products. So the answer becomes, let's look at the right strategy for the right individual at the right time and say, well, maybe, and I don't know whether it's the right answer or the wrong answer, maybe an interest-only loan is the right answer. Maybe a 5-year fixed-rate loan is the right answer. Maybe a 7-year fixed-rate loan is the right answer. I don't know the right answer until we sit down and chat about it. So let's contemplate the right strategy for the right person at the right time. And then on your own primary residence, well, go back to that. When interest rates go down, you're going to be upset by having refinanced today and having spent $3,000 to $5,000 on that refi and maybe saving $200 a month. Well, let's see, $200 a month, 12 months, $2,400. I spent $5,000 to save $2,400. Does that make any sense to you? Probably not. But what if you do that and pay just a little bit more money on the interest rate, maybe $25 a month, $50 a month, and not have that $3,000 to $5,000 in closing costs, have no closing costs, and then look at it and say, you know something? I don't mind restructuring my loan, putting in the new strategy a year from now, because I did not have to put all that money in my pocket today. That's what a strategist does. That's why you look at the loan strategy as opposed to saying, you know something, I know best, I know what I want to do. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Got a great broadcast lineup for you today. We are going to chat about mistakes to avoid when selling a home in 2020. Have you budgeted for closing costs? 2019, the buyer stakes are high because inventory is low. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. You just need to make the phone call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the right folks at Gold Star to help you out. Again, almost anything that you need in a loan program, the team can put together for you. Down payment assistance, you don't have any money to put a down payment in, that's not a problem anymore. If you don't have the income documentation, that's not a problem anymore. We can help with that. All of these different products, these different tools, these different services, they're all back in the marketplace. It's just a matter of understanding what is there, understanding who has it, understanding how to get it, and having a great strategy in place to help you accomplish whatever you're unique goals and objectives are. Everybody has their own goals and objectives. How do you know, there's not a one size fits all. There are hundreds and hundreds of loan programs out there. How do you know which is the right one for you when all you really know is, yeah, a 30-year fixed rate loan, please, may not be the exact right answer for you. So give us a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the right folks at the team. Building industry, it came out with their number there, and I should go back and give you what the market overview is right now. Yeah, we've got the industrial average. One there is up 72 points. The S&P 500 up almost 4 points. NASDAQ up just a little bit over 4 points. I did look while we were on break there. Boeing is up a little bit today, up $2, even though they announced the fact that they're having some problems with their MAX jet, and it may end up going offline. But look at the 10-year Treasury ticking down just ever so slightly. We're looking at the mortgage-backed securities up just ever so slightly. Big issue right here, Labor Department JOLTS report tracks the monthly change in job openings, was reported at 7.267 million open jobs. Latest numbers are October. This was 235,000 higher than the previous report of 7.02 million and way more than the 7.015 million estimate. Lots of jobs out there for those people that want to get a job. Not everybody wants a job, though. And personally, I'm pretty happy to see that the president decided to go back to the Clinton-era welfare rules. We need some help in the welfare world for those folks that need it, not the ones that just want to be on welfare because it has a good salary to it, or it's easier to be on welfare than to go out and get a job or get retrained. I'm just totally against those kind of issues where people say, you know something, it's easier for me just to stay unemployed. That way I don't have to work. I don't have to go in and test myself. I don't have to put myself out there. Yeah, that's not what America's made for. I was watching yesterday on one of the business channels, and they actually had an individual there that was in the Seattle market, a gal that had been laid off, so obviously she was not happy about the $15 an hour minimum wage. Well, her comment was pretty intelligent, in my opinion. She basically said, you know something? I don't want that $15 an hour minimum wage. As a waitress, I was making a lot more than $15 an hour. Why don't we save that? Why don't we have exemptions on that $15 so that there are people that can work that don't want that $15 an hour minimum wage? Now, one of the lowest unemployments in the country is actually Indiana. Aren't there minimum wages in Indiana? They just go by the federal number of $7 an hour. Yet they are in desperate, desperate need of workers. They just don't have enough people to work, and they're trying to import people to work there, not because of the $7 an hour wage. Normally they say they got a great lifestyle there. But because of supply and demand, nobody really makes $7 an hour because you have to pay a lot more to get good people. Let's look at what else is going on in the mortgage market. Housing starts up 3.2% to a rate of 1.365 million units for the month of November. Last month's starts figures were revised higher from 1.314 to 1.232 million units without the upward revision. Starts up even stronger, up 3.9%. Year over year starts 13.6% up. More importantly, single family homes, which are really the lifeblood of the housing market, were up 2.4% at a 10-month high. Permits, which are a good forward-looking indicator of starts, were up 1.4%. Year over year permits are up a very strong 11.1%. Single family permits up 0.8% to the highest levels in over 12 years. That's some great, great numbers that we're in fact, I'll put those up on our screen here in just a little bit. Maybe I'll see if I can get that screenshot after we go to break and see if we can get those housing start numbers up. That's kind of a cue to my team to see if they can get those numbers for you, housing start numbers, and share those. What's going on? NAHB, the National Association of Home Builders, released their housing market index, which rose 5 points in December to 76. This was the highest figure in 20 years, much stronger than the estimate of 70. So another good number in the housing market. Adding to their strength there, last month's figure was revised higher by 1 point. The internals were all strong. Current sales rose 7 points to 84. Sales expectations up by 1 point to 79. Buyer traffic was up 4 points to 58. Buyer traffic, which used to be the only component that was lagging, has shown some real strength, especially after breaking above 50 and reading above 50 signals expansion. So all sorts of good news right there in the housing market for you, sharing all those different numbers right here on Ron Siegel Radio. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star, they've got the programs and the products. You need to make the phone call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I think we got the housing numbers, the housing starts numbers, coming up on the screen for you in just 1 second, if I can figure out where the heck the slide goes into our queue here and share that with you. But all these numbers, they're basically similar to what Chapman University was telling us last week when we were there at their forecast. Residential construction is very strong. Now, we do not need near the amount of units that they're talking about needing within the state of California. I mean, I know that the governor is giving us all this information. We don't need nearly as many units as the governor is telling us as they want to be building. So what happens when they do build all those units? Well, the issue there means that your housing prices are going to get hurt. If you continue to build more units, that increases the supply. If you have more units than people want to buy, that's increasing the supply of housing. We don't need to increase the supply of housing to get us to a point where we've got a glut on the market. That's what causes price reductions. We don't really want to see our housing prices drop. We want to see some strength in the market. Unfortunately, there are certain individuals, certain government individuals that say, you know something, we don't care if the prices drop. It's just a matter of continuing the build. That's the issue right there. And we don't really want that. We want to have a nice balanced market. We need housing. There are old properties that are dilapidated properties that we need to get out there and get those replaced. Housing starts takes care of that. We need to have affordable housing. But the numbers are showing that our housing as a percentage of income is at very, very low numbers. Let's see if I can share this slide with you that we just got from our friends over at Keeping Current Matters. They share these numbers. Payments as a percentage of income is decreasing. Now, how does that work? How do you have payments as a percent How do you have payments as a percentage of income decreasing when we're talking about how home prices increasing? We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Cedar Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we still have a lot of the docket. We have some questions, some reader questions or listener questions. Mistakes to avoid when selling a home in 2020. Have you budgeted for closing costs? What are my debt consolidation options? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonCedarRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonCedarRadio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. If you already have your dream home, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Get you that free digest, tell you exactly what the market knows about, what the county recorder knows about your property. It'll also tell you exactly what the market thinks about your property. Then I've got a question here, Vinod. What do you think of Airbnb? Fascinating question there, Vinod. That's why I love that question, because I've never been a big fan of Airbnb. I just kind of wonder. I mean, I know a lot of people love it, and it's a good way of making some extra money if you're in need of it. But here's my thought. You put a nice lock on your front door. Some of us have alarms on our property. We close and lock our windows. Yeah, we put our house with pictures of everything we have online, and then somebody, a complete stranger, we're going to go on Airbnb and rent our house out to them. Not sure I understand the logic of that. Now, if you're doing that as an investment and you've got investment property, maybe it's not quite as bad, but I'm just call me a cynic or something, but I just wonder about the idea of putting our houses right there out for everybody to look at, everybody to see, and then wonder if it's going to be good or if somebody's going to take advantage of me. I just throw that out there for you to get your thoughts about it. But the real-time real estate segment, let's get that. Three mistakes to avoid when selling a home in 2020. It's exciting to put a house on the market. Think about making memories in new spaces, but we can have deep sentimental attachments to the homes we're leaving behind. Growing emotions can help or hinder a sale depending on how we manage them. When it comes to the bottom line, homeowners need to know what it takes to avoid costly mistakes. Being mindful of these things and prepared for the process can help you avoid some of the most common mishaps when selling your house. Number one, overpricing your home. When inventory is low, like it is in the current market, it's common to think buyers will pay whatever we ask for when we price our homes. Not the case. Believe it or not, that's far from the truth. Don't forget, the buyer's bank will send an appraisal or an appraiser to determine the fair value of your home. The bank will not lend more than what the house is worth. So be mindful that you might need to renegotiate the price after the appraisal. A real estate professional will help you to set the true value of your home. Now, be aware that the seller or the buyer can bring in extra money, even if the appraiser doesn't see the value there. It doesn't mean that it's a dead deal. You might say, this is what I'm willing to sell for. If it comes in less, I am not willing to sell. I'm going to suggest to you, those people that have been to some of our seminars and understand the 7% rule, well, they're looking out there and they're going to get you more money for your house than the average real estate agent that does not understand the 7% rule. Number two, letting your emotions interfere with the sale. Today, most homeowners have been living in their houses for an average of 10 years. We've got the graph from the National Association of Realtors to show the median tenure of people living in their home. And I've got some agents and there are some title people here in Orange County, California, who want to dispute this. But the median seller tenure in a home, 10 years, getting back to 1985, according to the National Association of Realtors. Several years longer than what it used to be. You can see on the chart there, it used to be in the six-year range. But for the last 10 years or so, it's been creeping up, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Side effect, however, is when you live for so long in one place, you may get even more emotionally attached to your space. If it's the first home you bought after you got married, the house where your children grew up, very likely means something extra special to you. Every room has memories, and it's hard to detach from the sentimental value. For some homeowners, that makes it even harder to negotiate, separating the emotional value of the home from the fair market price. That's why you need a real estate professional to help you with the negotiation process. I use the term getting divorced from your home. Right? Get divorced from the property of your home. It's no longer, once you've made that very difficult decision to sell your home, look at it as an asset, and what you really want at that point is to get the most value from your asset. Don't look at it as your home anymore. Number three, not staging your home. We're generally quite proud of our decor and how we've customized our houses to make them our own personalized homes, but not all buyers will still feel the same way about your design. That's why it's so important to make sure you stage your home with the buyer in mind. Buyers want to envision themselves in the space so it truly feels like their own. They need to see themselves in the space with their furniture and their keepsakes, not your pictures and decorations. Stage and declutter your home so they can visualize their own dreams as they walk through your house. A real estate professional can help you with tips to get your home ready to stage and sell. The bottom line, today's seller's market might be your best chance to make a move. You can consider selling your house. Chat, let's talk about the process and avoid some of these seller mistakes. We don't want you to make the mistakes that the average seller is making. And we want to make sure that you maximize the amount you get for your house. Understanding the 7% rule will help you maximize what you get for your house. It is a very, very simple concept, yet most homeowners want the exact opposite, and most real estate professionals don't understand it. So give us a call, 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch with some real estate professionals that understand the 7% rule. Help you make sure you get the most money for your property. Make sure you get it done in the quickest amount of time with a guarantee to you. That's the way the 7% rule works. That is the Real-Time Real Estate Segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, NEST to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. For the break, we're chatting a little bit about percentage of payment as a percentage of your home. And I had this graph on the screen during the break showing the various years. And I'm going to take my mugshot. But here's the issue. Do you really want the 30-year fixed rate loan? Do you want a home? I submit not many people really want a home loan. They want what the home loan is going to get them. They want the home. So you set up the right strategy to get the home, and you look at it and you say, okay, let's see what is the lowest percentage we can get of our income to get us the home, get us the property that we want to live in. That's why we talk about the correct mortgage loan strategy, as opposed to saying, I just want a 15-year loan. Well, interest rates right now are so low that any wonderful financial planner can get you probably double what that interest rate is, right? So why would you have any money? If you're out working still, if you're retired, it's a different story, right? Because when you're retired, you're not in that wealth accumulation phase. Once you've retired, then you're just looking at your cash flow and dealing with how do we get the best cash flow, because we're not accumulating wealth. When you're in the wealth accumulation phase, there's only two ways to make money. One is for you to go out there and work your tail off. The other one is to get your money to make money for you. home equity always has a zero rate of return, because your property is going to appreciate, whether it's 3%, 4%, 5%, the value of your property is appreciating regardless of whether you have a loan or do not have a loan, right? So the bottom line there is, if you're in the wealth accumulation phase of life and you can borrow at 3.5% or 4%, and you go to one of the financial advisors as part of the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, and they can get you a 7.5%, 8%, 10% rate of return, safe and secure, why wouldn't you do that? It's like buying $100 bills for $10. Actually, in this case, it's $100 bills for $30. But it doesn't matter. You're still willing to do that at any time. Make that trade all day long. Just a thought for you. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to chat a little bit about debt consolidation. What are your options? And when is it the smart play to refinance your home? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Your off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report? It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. You just need to make the call. Again, 800-306-1990 or go to CreditSanitizer.com. What are my debt consolidation options? Love when I get these questions from listeners or readers or people that are watching our broadcasts. Basically, drowning in debt. I've heard that there are options when it comes to consolidating debt and reducing monthly payments. I know that debt consolidation loans and balance transfer cards are pretty good options, but I can't figure out which is actually better. And I'm not sure if there are better debt consolidation options out there. When and why would you choose one over the other? I'm scared to make the wrong choice because I'm already struggling to pay my debts. What should I do? I get it. It's confusing. Let's talk about the options. Balance transfer cards. So here's the story with a balance option, a balance transfer card. It could be a great option. If you have good or excellent credit, your debt has already negatively impacted your credit score, you might want to just skip ahead a little bit to the debt consolidation loans. But if you aren't sure where your credit is, check out your credit report. MyFICO.com is what I use, MyFICO.com, before you go forward. It'll give you a sense of whether or not you're likely to be approved for a competitive balance transfer credit card or a personal loan. Now, that's out of the way. Here's what you need to know about balance transfer cards. These cards offer introductory balance transfer rates of 0% APR for several months. From my experience, that's usually a range of about 12 to 24 months. That means you can transfer your existing credit card debt to a new card, avoid paying interest on the balance for the time period allotted. Sounds great, right? Certainly can be, but they can also cause more problems and more debt if you're not careful. Before moving forward with this option, you need to review the terms and conditions of any card you are considering. There are a few basic things to watch out for. Number one, what happens if you don't pay the balance off during the intro period and whether the interest is deferred? If the interest is deferred, it's especially important that you pay off the balance before the promotional period ends, or you'll be charged all the interest that you weren't charged during that introductory period. So be careful. The ongoing APR that you'll be charged for the remaining after the promotion period ends, balance transfer cards are going to have ongoing annual interest rates. Make sure you know what you're signing up for. If there's a fee to do the balance transfer, some cards charge 3 to 5%. On that initial balance transfer. How soon after opening the account you need to initiate the transfer to receive the promotional APR. You may miss out on the opportunity to use the promotional APR if you wait too long to initiate the balance transfer. When the late payments result in loss of the promotional APR, some cards will void that promotional rate if you make any late payments. As boring as reading the terms are, very important to know exactly what you're signing up for. And of course, each credit card issuer is different and has a different set of criteria they look at when underwriting their lines of credit. Review each card carefully to decide whether it is the right one for you. And if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call at any time. Remember this. When you do that balance transfer, the old card that you had still has that line of credit available. Be very, very careful not to just go and use the old card now that you've got available credit on there. Or whatever you use, make sure it's paid off every single month. Now, here's the way that I would recommend you use it, because you want to keep that card open and you want to make sure that it stays active. So put your cell phone bill as an auto payment on that credit card. You have to make your cell phone payment every month. But don't use it for anything other than your cell phone bill. Now, go into your bank account and set that up so you have an auto pay from your bank account to go and pay your cell phone bill the day after it's due or the day after you have it set up to pay. That way, your credit card stays active. It still shows as being used on a regular basis. It still shows up as being paid on time. And when you go to, when they report to the bureau, it's got a zero balance, so the utilization is high as possible. Our utilization rate, the percentage, is as low as possible. The availability is as high as possible. And that helps get your credit scores enhanced. Remember, do not use the card. You'll likely also get zero APR on purchases. So it's going to be very tempting to use the card on new purchases. Remember, the new whole point of the balance transfer is to pay off your debt, not get into more debt. It might be a good idea to cut up the card when you get it so you are not tempted to use it. Now, whatever that payments were that you were making on your old cards, make it toward the new one, because before you were paying 30% interest, which means your balance was doubling almost every 2 years. If you could make that same payment, you can afford it on the new card, you're going to get that debt paid off much, much quicker, and it's going to be a big, big benefit to you. Next option, debt consolidation loans. If your credit is fair, a debt consolidation loan might be a better option. When you use a personal loan for debt consolidation, you use these funds from the new personal loan to pay off your other debts and will make one payment to the new lender going forward. These loans charge simple interest rather than the variable rates most credit cards offer and usually have repayment terms of 3 to 5 years. The great thing about personal loans is that you know exactly when you'll be debt-free as long as you make all your payments on time. However, the interest rates on these loans can be high, especially if your debt has hurt your credit. So you want to do your research and see what terms are available at various financial institutions. To get a sense of the loans you may qualify for, you can review the personal loan offers that we may have available for you. Give me a call, I'll put you in touch. If you decide to search for online personal loans, beware of scams. That's why you go to creditsanitizer.com, talk to Jeff Sipes and his team there at Blue Water Credit. Look for trustworthy sites and always do your due diligence before signing anything. If you are specifically looking for lower monthly payments, you want to check out what options are available for repayment periods. Typically, the longer the repayment period, the lower the monthly payment will be, but you will likely end up paying more interest in the end. If you aren't able to keep up with the higher monthly payments, though, paying a bit more in interest will be worth the headaches you'd cost yourself in late fees and hits to your credit score. This option can also help your credit score by lowering your credit utilization rate if you've maxed out on your credit cards. Your credit score will take a slight dip due to the hard inquiry when you apply. If you end up closing any old accounts after consolidating their debt, you may drop due to the loss of account mixture and age. You want to weigh all these considerations. Again, talk to a strategist, Jeff Sipes, and the team at Blue Water Credit. They can help you with that. When you are behind on your payments and being hounded by creditors and collection agencies, working with a debt settlement company may seem like a good option, may not. There are a lot of risks to your credit score when you work with a debt settlement company, though, so consider this option carefully. You may at some point want to talk to our friend Christine Kingston. She is an attorney. She does help families solve these issues. So Christine may be a very good choice for you. And again, I'd be happy to put you in touch with her to see if she can help you out. Just a few thoughts. That's your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by our friends at creditsanitizer.com. Jeff Sipes and his team at Credit Sanitizer do a wonderful job for the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. Give them a call, Jeff Sipes, Blue Water Credit. Go to creditsanitizer.com and get every bit of information that you need. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every join Ron Radio, where only speak items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.